Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Do you know the difference between bird flu and swine flu?
No. Well, yeah, I kind of do. Yeah.
Well, bird flu requires treatment.
A tweet?
Yeah. And swine flu requires ointment.
Ointment.
Yeah.
And there he is.
Right, yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
It's time for a tweetment.
We need a little tweetment. Rub some ointment on it. Yeah, Cousin Mary will regret having sent us that noisemaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, you betcha. All right, now this is really, this wasn't meant to be funny, but okay. It is. These are rules for 1915 school teachers.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, a teacher's magazine listed the following rules of conduct for teachers of that day.
Okay.
All right, so are you ready?
It's not funny.
No, it's not supposed to be, but it sure struck me funny.
Okay.
All right, the first rule is you will not marry during the term of your contract.
Okay.
So if you were signed for 5 years...
You can't get married.
You can't get married. Along the same lines, you are not to keep company with men. Okay.
Mm.
Well, I guess that will make sure you don't get married.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. Okay. You must be home between the hours of 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless attending a school function.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Right. Holy moly, right? That's pretty strict.
I mean to tell you what, you better be in by 8.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You may not loiter downtown in any of the ice cream stores.
Any ice cream. Not the saloons, but the ice cream.
Yeah, it says nothing about the saloons. Well, there you go. Yeah, right.
I wasn't in the ice cream store.
And it was before 8 p.m.
Yeah, that's so, right.
Right? You may not travel beyond the city limits unless you have the permission of the chairman of the board.
Whoa.
You can't even leave town.
You are a prisoner.
Really?
If you're going to be a teacher,
right?
You are a prisoner.
You may not ride in a carriage or automobile with any man unless he is your father or brother.
It's my brother.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just call him brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What right. about a cousin?
Bring brother. You may not smoke cigarettes.
Oh, yes.
You may not dress in bright colors.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You may under no circumstances dye your hair. Yeah, right?
Oh, my.
You must wear at least 2 petticoats.
Two?
Two. At least 2.
Double petticoats.
And you could wear more than 2. I mean, could you get more than 2 on? I guess you could.
I'm not a petticoat expert.
Right. Your dresses must not be any shorter than 2 inches above the ankle.
Ankle, yes.
Ankle. Not the knee.
Ooh, that's sexy.
You are required to keep the schoolroom neat and clean.
Mm-hmm.
You must sweep the floor at least once daily.
Once.
Scrub the floor at least once a week with hot soapy water. Clean the blackboards at least once a day.
Yeah.
And start a fire at 7 a.m. so that the room will be warm at 8 a.m.
Get the fire going.
Holy moly.
Those are good rules.
Sweet mother of pearl. There we go. All right. Well, hey, we got a great show coming at us this week. There are no rules for cow radio.
No rules, yeah.
Dave Alexander's riding along with us. Doris Daly has some poetry for us. We have Ian Espinosa, Gary Allegretto, Sons of the Pioneers, many strings. Let's start with Sons of the San Joaquin. Don't fiddle with a cowboy's hat.
Well, a cowboy is a gentleman, at least that's what I've heard. He'll suffer through most indignities and never say a word. But three things you must never do, and it's best that I tell you that. Don't ride his horse, flirt with his girl, or fiddle with his cowboy hat. Well, he has but few possessions, and his horse is one of those few. He treats him like his next of kin, and he sure does love him too. You can borrow his truck, his rope, or his dog, as a matter of fact, of course. You're cruising for a bruising if you're fiddling with his horse. So do unto the cowboy as you would have him do. Be real nice to the cowboy, pardon, he'll be nice to you.
A cowboy with the ladies is something akin to quaint. Wasn't for the fact I'd seen him in a fight, I'd think this man's a saint. He's got no use for the arrogant dude, and rudeness makes him scowl. He'll get plumb rude, he'll come unglued if you're flirting with his gal.
So do unto the cowboy as you would have him do. Be real nice to the cowboy, pardon, he'll be nice to you. Well, a cowboy is a hero at feats of daring do. Well, I've been a cowboy all of my life, and I know darn well it's true. He can handle with ease the big crises that would knock folks down race flat. He's cool, he'll lose, he'll blow a fuse if you're a fiddling with his hat. So do unto the cowboy as you would have him do. Be real nice to the cowboy, pardon, he'll be nice to you. Cause the cowboy's hat is a royal crown that sits upon his head. The onlyest time that it ain't up there, he's snoozing in his bed. Proper and it's right. Fiddle with his hat, a thing like that could start one whale of a fight. So do unto the cowboy as you would have him do. Be real nice to the cowboy, pardon, he'll be nice to you. Well, the cowboy is a gentleman, at least that's what I've heard. He'll suffer through most indignities and never say a word. But three things you must never do, and it's best that I tell you that. Don't ride his horse, flirt with his girl, or fiddle with his cowboy hat. Don't ride his horse, flirt with his girl, or fiddle with his cowboy hat.
Oh yeah, what a great way to start out Cow Radio, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't mess with my hat.
And push the record button.
And push the record button when you start.
don't mess with my hat.
I don't want to.
you know, there's a lot of that going
there,
around.
There's a segue there.
yeah.
You know, that's what we're talking about this week. I don't want to. But you just, boy, you hit a sore spot there. There's a lot of that going on.
Oh, man.
In society.
Well, yeah, and they don't.
And if I don't want to, I don't.
Exactly.
If I don't want to, I don't have to. Well, guess what? Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have to.
You have responsibilities.
That cow will not stay milked.
Stay milked. It's true.
Every morning and every night.
Man, oh man. Doesn't matter if you don't want to.
That's right.
What's the early lessons you learn when you are a child?
Feed the horses before you eat.
Right, yeah. Do your chores, you know, things like that. I don't want to never came into play.
No.
When we were kids.
And did you ever go to your mother and say, I'm bored?
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Maybe once.
Right. Barbara Nelson didn't stand for the I'm bored thing.
Oh, no.
That was the fastest way to get put to work. Right?
Yeah, with a quarter of an acre of a garden. And
I mean, I guess we could lament a little bit about some of these things, video games, things that take time away from important things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't wanna doesn't milk the cow.
No.
Doesn't feed the horses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If any of my kids, if I ever ask them to do something and they come back with an I don't wanna,
all right,
I'm afraid I might have taken them out.
Yeah. I brought you in.
I'll take you out.
Take you out.
I mean, could have been a good woodshed experience.
Right. Right. But it never happened.
Well, we never
Not
said
with
that.
With my kids. Yeah.
Well, that and our kids never said that to
no,
us either.
No.
Right.
Heavens, yeah. No.
I don't want to. Now, there are some things that you don't really don't want to do, but it's up to you to do them.
Yeah. If not you, then who?
You're right. We're going to talk about that a little bit during Cowpoke Poetry here a little later. But my least favorite thing in the world to do is put down a pet.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to. And, you know, I guess if it comes down to it and if I can't, I load it up and we go to the vet.
Right.
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 But horses, dogs, I've even gotten to where I can't even put a darn barn cat down. I'm just so terrible that way. I don't know, the older I get, I guess a little more sensitive, I don't know, sympathetic, I don't know.
Tender-hearted.
Yeah, there you go. My emotions are closer to the surface.
Yes.
Now than they used to be.
Well, and you know, that happens to me when I make a bad shot.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and it does. Absolutely. You know, if you're trying to feed your family and you just happen to make a bad shot.
Yeah.
It happens to the best Nimrod out there.
That you better believe it,
yeah.
You know.
Right.
And there's the hunter's prayer, you know, please help me make a good shot.
Good clean shot and then give thanks for a good clean shot.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yep.
I don't want to, but I have to.
Who's going to pump out the septic tank?
You know what? We're going to spend a little time on that. Let's ditch out to a cow commercial right now. And when we come back, many strings are going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.